Radio MD. RadioMD.com. It's time to change your habits and start living a healthy, happy, and fulfilling life. Rewired Radio with Erica Spiegelman.
Welcome, everyone. Most people understand that exercise is good for our bodies. We know that. But many of us don't know that exercise has a tremendous benefit for our brains. And many times our brains are our biggest obstacle to getting active. Today, our guest, Neil Cannon, is a health coach, and he's here to talk about how he works with helping clients understand how to incorporate movement and exercise into their lives, and also teaches them really how it affects our brain. Neil, welcome to the show. Thank you for being here.
Thank you, Erica. Great to be on. Thank you so much.
Yeah. So, I mean, we all do understand that exercise is good for us. We've heard that, you know, we hear that every day. We hear that from everybody. But really, how can we begin to rewire our brains to understand that it's so beneficial in other ways? And if we can look at it differently, then maybe it'll be easier for us to actually look forward to it and incorporate it into our lives. How could we do that?
Great word, rewire. I think it's very easy. When we just hear about exercise all the time, we almost fall into the zone of familiarity. We hear it all the time, so we just start ignoring it. But when you really start to understand the benefits and how it's an actual basic requirement for our bodies to function properly, and you get, when you go into the kind of the brain health aspect of it, it becomes really apparent just how much of a requirement it is. So it's not just for our musculoskeletal system, you know, our muscles, our bones, our ligaments, our cartilage, joints, etc. It's all our vital organs, and everything in our body needs to be strengthened. Our bodies are designed to move, strengthen, because whatever we don't strengthen weakens. Like I said earlier, for the muscles, there's no in between. They either get stronger or they get weaker. There's nothing in between. Mm-hmm. So, and our organs are often regarded as a muscle as well, like our brain regarded as a muscle.
So just putting it that way, I think it helps me even when you just said that, just to see that in terms of really black and white. If it doesn't strengthen, it weakens. And that's, you know, for people to understand that if we just stay stagnant, that it's going to weaken. It's not just going to stay the same. So that's really powerful.
How
do you get your clients and how can we help people today understand that exercise, just even, you know, for 20 minutes a day, and that there are other ways in which you can get exercise? How can we begin to incorporate that, like, you know, in our daily habits, so that it becomes something that we don't have to necessarily think about or that we have to really mull over too long?
The most fun way of doing it is obviously to play some kind of sport. So you don't even notice you're moving. So anything that requires, you know, sprint, well, any kind of sport typically involves movement. Otherwise, fitness classes or dance classes, you know, Zumba is taking off hugely now. And it's just a way of getting a workout in for like an hour. And you get to socialize at the same time. But you're dancing. You're doing something that you love. You're listening to music that you love. And it's a really fun experience. Or you can join the gym, like I've done, being over in LA. Well, you always be a member. But you can join these classes, which are fun. And again, you get to meet people. And when you actually sign up for a class the night before, or you schedule all your classes the week before, you've made a commitment, and you've made a commitment to the gym and a commitment to yourself. And when you get a workout done in the morning, it just feels amazing for a start. You start off your day successfully, and then that helps you to be productive throughout the whole day. I find if I don't do any exercise in the morning, my brain is foggy. I can't think clearly, and I really notice it. And if I don't exercise for one or two days, you know, I noticed it. So it's I find typically the best time of the day to do it is right at the start of the day, and then you have breakfast, and then it's out of the way. Not only have you had fun doing it, but it's out of the way so you can then carry on your day and be productive as you can be. You know, it does raise your metabolism as well. It de-stresses you. The number one method for emotional renewal, according to Tony Schwartz, who wrote The Power of Full Engagement. And we all develop stress, so when we can just be rid of it first thing in the day, it sets up our day for success, clarity. And you know, your metabolism is going, and you're just in that mode of productivity, whatever it is.
Yeah. That's a fantastic tip. And I do agree. I love to be active in the morning, and I think it does help. And even better yet, like you said, it's, you know, it regulates our moods and it regulates the way that we feel emotionally. And that, again, back to the brain is why I think we have to understand that exercise is so much more than just losing weight or just a physical appearance. It's so much deeper than that. And so what are the tips that you have, like, to understand, or the facts that you have, about exercise and how it really does affect our mood and our brain chemistry?
So exercise, aerobic activity and exercise stimulate neurogenesis, that's the creation of new brain cells. Mm-hmm. So brain cells die and we can actually create new ones. And it does that most effectively when we're active. And it also releases this protein called BDNF, which helps, keep cells healthy. And also it improves neuroplasticity. That's the ability to learn and remember. So yes, when I figured those two things out, I just thought, wow, that's enough to convince me to exercise. I want my brain to grow. I want to be smarter. Yes. It's been shown to help the brain grow. It makes you smarter. It makes you more creative. It makes you more positive. It improves your ability to concentrate, focus, keeps you motivated, keeps your energy levels up. There's just so many benefits of exercise. And this has all been proven time and time again in countless studies. Not just that, it obviously reduces risk of heart problems as well when you're active and you've got blood pumping around your brain. I actually went to go and see a talk a few weeks ago here in LA, and he was a neurologist, and he actually showed a picture of your brain before exercise and your brain after exercise, and you can actually see this image after 20 minutes of a gentle jog. You don't have to go completely nuts to get pretty great benefits from exercise, but just being active, for 20 to 30 minutes every day is a great start. In fact, it's much better if you can just be active all day long. But, as much as you can get in, but, 20 to 30 minutes is definitely a great addition to your day if you don't do it already. I recently heard that the chair was the worst invention ever for our back and for our bodies as a whole, because our spines aren't designed to sit in chairs, and every single vertebrae nerve is connected to other organs throughout the body. And when your spine becomes compressed and out of shape and our postures change, it actually affects every other part of our body. So I've done some research into this area over in LA. It's called network spinal analysis, and they talked about how your spine is like your hard drive for your body. So people who are inactive typically suffer spinal problems, and then that leads to other sorts of problems in your body as well. Another reason is why we need to be active all day long. I'm actually pacing around the room. I don't know if you could tell. But we all think more clearly when we're moving around. I typically do this on the phone. I walk around to get blood pumping around my brain, and just be active, really.
Yeah, it's scary to think that, how horrible the chair really is for us. And I'm glad that you're bringing awareness to this today and to encourage other people out there to try and get up and move around when they can. And I always encourage, my clients to, between work to get up and stretch, or at least in the morning, if they don't have time to exercise, take a quick walk around the block, stretch, get into your body a little bit. So I appreciate you sharing that information. I think everyone needs to be empowered and understand how, like you said, everything is connected in our bodies, and to really, be mindful of that and be aware. So Neil, where can everybody find you?
MojoMultiplier.com. If you do /vitality, I will send you a copy of the little book I wrote called Truth About Exercise. One last thing, do yoga. It's amazing.
Oh, great. Thank you, Neil. Thanks for giving us all these tips. We're really grateful for having you on today. You're listening to Rewired Radio on Radio MD. I'm Erica Spiegelman. Thanks for joining us, and stay well.